Thing you can do to protect yourself and your family from this disease. Flint Hills Community Health Center is hosting a drive-through flu clinic Friday, October 8th from 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Health Center, 420 West 15th Avenue. Learn more at flinthillshealth.org.
KVOA News Time is now 8:50. Newsmaker 2 time here today, and we're pleased to be joined by Stacy Schultz. She's the Alzheimer's Association Events Manager as we talk about Emporia's Walk to End Alzheimer's in early October.
Stacy, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you on. How are you today?
I am wonderful. It's a beautiful day today.
It is a gorgeous day here today, and we're pleased to be talking about the Walk to End Alzheimer's, which obviously is fast approaching. What is really, I guess, on your approach here over the next week plus in order to make sure that everything goes smoothly?
Well, the walk is going to be October 3rd at the Lyon County Fairground. The venue is going to open up around noon. We're going to have our opening ceremony at 12:45, and we're going to walk at 1. We are doing things a little differently in this era of COVID this year. We're going to be working on socially distancing and making sure that we have lots of things in place to help with that. The walk route is going to be open as soon as the venue opens. So if a team arrives and wants to walk before the opening ceremony, they can certainly do that. Just kind of help keep people spaced out and keep everybody safe and healthy.
Now, if people want to participate and walk and raise funds, is there a place they need to register?
Yes, they can go to alzwalkemporia.org, and they can register there. And we would love to have them.
Is the layout and the upcoming plan here for October 3rd, is it basically identical to what took place last year, or you have a few changes from last year to this because of COVID?
Well, yeah, it'll be a lot different than last year. We're walking in person this year, which is absolutely wonderful. Last year, we were completely virtual, so we didn't get to meet in large groups at all. So it will be similar to what we did in 2019. We're kind of going to hit the outside of the fairgrounds there and then have our little ceremony and other things there right in front of the Anderson Building.
So, Stacy, what will the ceremony entail?
The ceremony will entail, the highlight of the ceremony will be our Promise Garden ceremony, where we talk about the different flowers in our Promise Garden and what those represent. So that's the highlight and really the focus of the walk ceremony.
Let's talk a little bit about, too, I guess maybe the work of the Alzheimer's Association and you know, one of the things, obviously, is how close are we getting here to a cure for Alzheimer's? But really, you know, between now and then, some of the different things that you're doing to help both patients, families, and caregivers here, because there's a lot of people that are affected by Alzheimer's now.
Absolutely. And the pandemic has really affected both patients and caregivers. We were able to kind of pivot to virtual education, support groups, meeting, things like that, to try to keep in touch with people. We do have our 24-hour helpline, which is a wonderful service that is staffed with dementia-certified master-level social workers who are able to discuss anything that is going on with a family or a Alzheimer's patient. So that is a wonderful service that we've been able to keep in play. But the walk is one of the things we're doing. Being able to go out into these communities and raise funds helps us, you know, continue to deliver care and support, research, and continue with our advocacy efforts.
I think you just answered my next question. Where do the funds go? And I think you pretty much summed it up right there. Is that it?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, we are working hard to get to that first survivor, that first white flower. So,
outstanding. Now, you mentioned here COVID, you know, in a couple of different ways. How have you had to adjust, I guess, as an Alzheimer's Association to meet the needs here when it comes to, you know, patients, caregivers, and family members here, too, to make sure that they don't wind up, you know, having a drop in services that you've been able to provide?
I'm sorry, you cut out just a little bit.
Oh, that's no worries.
That question.
I'm just kind of asking what some of the adjustments were that the Alzheimer's Association has had to make here in light of COVID to make sure that family members, community members, and you know, really caregivers don't wind up losing the services that they've been, you know, accustomed to, and making sure that everybody's gets the services that they need.
Yes, we are encouraging people to join virtually. We were just getting ready to get back in person, but then the Delta kind of set us back a little bit. But right now we have available all kinds of support groups and education. Our website, alz.org/Kansas City, has all of that information. The 24-hour helpline is a way that people can reach out if they really don't want to go online and do virtual education or don't want to do a virtual support group. They can get all the support and resources that they need just by calling that 800-272-3900 number.
All right, Stacy, once again, let's set the scene for the event coming up in early October, the date, the time, and how people can participate.
Yes, thank you. It's going to be October 3rd at the Lyon County Fairgrounds. The Anderson Building is kind of where that will be our major hub. The venue is going to open at noon, and then we're going to have our ceremony at 12:45, and then we're going to walk at 1. And anyone that would like to register can go to alzwalkemporia.org.
There's that beautiful new walk track out at the Lyon County.
There you go.
Yes,
yes, sir.
I'm so excited.
Outstanding.
Perfect timing.
Good deal. Well, Stacy, thanks so much for joining us here today, and best of luck on the walk coming up October 3rd.
Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks, Stacy. We appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, Stacy Schultz previewing the Walk to End Alzheimer's coming up October 3rd. Chuck?
All right. Don't forget, tomorrow's morning show lineup of interviews includes a look at the upcoming bone marrow swab drive through Emporia State Department of Nursing Students' Eyes. That drive coming up October 4th and 5th, the Newsmaker segment at 7:15. Savannah Chestnut joins us to talk about her upcoming show at the Bourbon Cowboy at 8:10. What's in Outdoors? 8:20 with Phil Taunton tomorrow morning.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Flint Hills Community Health Center. Your medical home, Flint Hills Community Health Center, 420 West 15th. Call 342-4864. Good morning. It's 8:57.
Greetings from Emporia First United Methodist Church. I am Pastor Carla Shepard.